Stalagmites are cave formations that seemingly rise from the floor. Conversely, stalactites appear to hang from the ceiling. Together, they give a cave its beauty. But this cave has very few of either, so you'd suppose no one would want to come here. Yet this cave is one of the most visited in the nation. The reason why is this edition of the American Countryside.
Before I started working as a soil scientist.
Before I became a systems engineer.
Before I got started in aerospace.
I was a kid making discoveries.
I did my first lab experiment.
I found out science is cool.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
You never know when a spark will ignite the imagination and open up a world of possibilities for a young person. That's why 4-H has taken on the commitment of fostering 1 million new scientists and engineers for America's future workforce. With the help of companies and universities around the country, 4-H is growing the next generation of great thinkers.
1 million new scientists.
1 million new ideas.
Learn more and see how you can help at 4-H.org.
Caves are supposed to be places of beautiful stalactites and stalagmites, but for one of the most popular caves in the U.S., it's not splendor, but sheer size that keeps folks coming back.
Our fame isn't from beauty, and it isn't from large passageways. It's really from the length of the cave itself. When it was named Mammoth Cave back in the early 1800s, people had no idea of its length, but it's over 350 miles long.
Vicki Carson is a ranger at Mammoth Cave National Park. She says, by comparison, Wind Cave in South Dakota is only 100 miles long. With a cave that large, people as far back as the mid-1800s have had trouble finding their way around, including an early visitor named Charles.
Charles went back to get his hat, and he saw a passageway. What could be over there, sort of thing, you know? It's such a temptation. You know, I'll just go around the bend. I'll just go a little farther and see what's there. Well, he went a little too far and he got lost. So the guide went back to look for him. And because he had gone off the main area and had wandered around a while, it was several hours until they found him.
Tourists flock here to enjoy the cave. What many may not realize is Mammoth Cave really provides insight into how we care for things above ground.
We just have all these little sinkholes every place, which is a concern because anything that's on the surface goes immediately into the cave. It's almost like conduit. It's very fast. In fact, the rain that falls 20 miles from here as it gets into the cave, it can be in the park in a day's time.
Mammoth Cave draws plenty of tourists, but it also gives us a unique insight into how methods above ground affect the water below ground. Traveling the countryside in Mammoth Cave, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McCray.